Welcome to Shor Machshava on the Daf. We're holding in Zvochim Daf Choftes. The Gemara in Amud Beis says that though it says that ein odom ein ishto shel odom meso elam ken mivakshi menu momon ve'eloi, one will lose his wife if money is asked for him and he doesn't give it. But if he does baal ta'acher, I mean he does pay his pledge, just he pays it late, then the wife does not die. Tosis explains, a little different than Rashi, that when it says mivakshi momon mimeno means that a person did a nether. He made an oath to give money. He said, he gave a pledge, I'll give money to something. So if he doesn't pay it at all, so then the wife dies. But if he pays it, just he pays it late, he's over baal ta'acher, so then the wife does not die. Now some point out that Chazal seem to say otherwise in two places. One is in Medrash Rabbah Vayikra Parsha Lamed Zayin, and the other is in Zoyer Vayishlach Chelek Aleph Daf Kufayin Dalam Ulbeis. So there it says the Yaakov Avinu lost Rachel because he made a pledge and he was late to pay the pledge. He pledged that he's going to make a korbanos to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he was late with it. He just did it too late. So that's why Rachel Imenu was nifter. That's what Chazal say in both places. And in Parshas Vayishlach in the Zoyer, it says clearly there was a taina against Yaakov Avinu that he has so much property, so much assets. Why is he not paying his pledge? And because he was late, so therefore Rachel Imenu was nifter. So from Chazal, another place is Mashma, the Baal Ta'acher, someone who's late to pay his pledge, for that the wife dies. How does that fit with our Gemara? The Baal Ta'acher doesn't cause the wife to die. So the Turei Aven, in Rosh Hashanah Davov, he brings another question. He asks, how can it be that there will be a chiluk, that the wife dies only when a person does not pay the nether at all, but now when he's late to pay the nether? Because then the whole life, maybe he's just late. How do you know he's not going to pay it eventually? You can't say that Kadosh Baruch Hu is punishing based on the future, because the Gemara tells us, Ba'asher Hu Sham, Kadosh Baruch Hu punishes based on the current event. So right now, when a person is not paying his pledge, who said he won't pay it later? So when will we ever have this concept that a wife dies because of the pledge of the husband? So the Turei Aven answers two answers. Answer number one, he says, that we talk about someone who decided not to pay it. He made a decision in his mind that he won't pay his pledge, so then he gets punished. But if he is intending to pay it, he's just pushing it off, then the wife doesn't die. The second answer is that there's a certain date that he's supposed to pay it. He pledged to do something either to happen in that date or when this and this event will happen, he'll pay it. If that event happened and he didn't pay it, so then there's a taina on him and then the wife dies. L'chura, the first answer doesn't apply to Yaakov Avinu, but the second one does. After the Yaakov Avinu is noided, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to come and save him. He will pay his pledge. It's as if he made a time. Once I'm saved, I'm able to pay it, so I'll do it. Once you push that away, push that off, so it's considered to be they did not pay the nether, even though he may pay it later. But the date of the pledge passed, and therefore he is considered to be that he's over on the nether. Now going back to understand the Tosis, why does a wife die when a person doesn't keep his pledges? But if he's late, it won't cause a death. So Chuyik explained in two different ways. One way is brought down the Sefer of Avrom Misyadoi, which was written by Avrom Palagi, the son of Chaim Palagi. He explains that when a person has a pledge, when every time a person does a mitzvah, a malach is created. The malach is complete once he fulfills his obligation. So when a person does a pledge, the malach is starting to be created, and when he pays his pledge, then the malach is complete. If a person does a pledge, it doesn't pay his pledge, so the malach is starting to be created, but it's not finished. It's only half a body. When a wife is considered to be half the body of a person, if he made a malach who's only half a body, and he did not complete it, so his punishment is that he's also going to be only half a body and he's going to lose his wife. Mimele, according to this, we understand that if a person eventually does play his pledge, even though he's late, he doesn't get punished with this punishment. Another unbelievable explanation is brought down in the Sichas Musar of Chaim Shulevitz, Tavshin Lamed Beis, Maimer Lamed Beis. He explains, when a person has an obligation, but doesn't pay it, so that means he doesn't understand, doesn't feel his obligations. He doesn't feel what he's mechuyev to do. If a person indeed would feel how much he is obligated, he pledged, so he needs to do it. It's on him. He has a chiyuv. So he would find a way to pay it. He adds that a wife dies only when she deserves to die. She's not going to die only because the husband did something wrong. But what the Gemara is coming to address, says Reb Chaim Shulevitz, why does the husband lose the, what is the punishment the husband has when he loses his wife? She dies because of her sins. But he should not lose it. He should not be punished unless he did something wrong. What did he do wrong but not paying his pledge? He did not know and feel his obligations. Says Reb Chaim Shulevitz, the biggest giver to an Adam is his wife. If a person does not feel his obligations, he also won't feel the obligation of a karas satoiv to his wife. Because he's lacking the feeling of chiyuv, of obligation that he has. If he doesn't know what he needs to pay, so he also won't have the achrayas of a karas satoiv to his wife. And because he doesn't have that, he loses his wife. Someone who doesn't feel his chiyuv, he won't have a karas satoiv, because that's another chiyuv, and the biggest karas satoiv one should have is to his wife, and that's the reason to take away his wife. That's what Reb Chaim Shulevitz explains. According to this, this may be the reason that's only when someone does not pay his obligation at all. But when someone pays it, just he's late, so then that punishment doesn't apply over here. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shomachshava Shiurim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.